That's right.
So
now we kind of want to kind of tell you a little bit about
I think
flyering.
The first flyer guy we hired, like, way before this deal started, probably towards the end of summer, right? Because he got roasted that one day.
Who are you talking?
The flyer kid.
You're talking about our
ponytail.
Yeah, pony.
Pony boy.
Yeah, so
I'll let you tell that story.
All right, so what happened is we were like, the broker was big on flyers, like actually writing out handwritten letters and putting them on people's doors. So we're like, okay, let's do it. So we ended up putting out some Facebook advertisements on like Indeed and Facebook Marketplace to hire people to flyer. And we would pay them 6 cents a flyer because we thought you could hand out like 100, 150 flyers an hour.
200.
So we were pitching like it as like 12 bucks an hour, right? So a bunch of people were pumped about it. They're like, yeah, I can get paid to exercise and go flyer. Why not? So we started getting a lot of people that were interested, right? And we would have droves of people like coming in to the office, picking up the flyers, and they would never come back. They'd be like,
yeah, or they'd come back the next day and be like, I'm done.
They'd be like, forget this. And we had a watch that was like a Garmin that would track like if you even went to the doors. Most people would, but they would go and they'd do it and they'd say, hey,
exact route.
Because I think you would end up you were making 6 cents a flyer. I think you could actually do maybe like 70 or 100 an hour. So you're making like, yeah, like really
fast.
But we ended up getting this guy before we really found out that it wasn't that you couldn't get paid that much. We hired this guy. We'll just call him Rob, right? So we'll call him Rob. So when we hired him, basically what happened is like, you know, this tall, lanky kid comes in. He's just like, I love walking. It's like my favorite thing to do. And I'm like, wow, well, we got the job
perfect
for you.
Fit.
It's a perfect fit. He had these giant combat. He was a pretty tall kid. He had these giant black combat boots. Looked like he had walked a hole through them. Like he did like to walk. And so he went out. We gave him like 1,000 flyers. And we're like, all right, man, get to work. And we gave him an area, gave him the watch. And he went out and he knocked for 8 hours the first day. And I got a text, I think, later after that, the next day. And he's like, guys, I didn't put on any sunscreen and I'm like a lobster right now. I can't even move. I won't be able to come to work today.
I think so, he was wearing like a tank top, wasn't he?
Like a tank top or something. And he just was cruising down the streets. He got torched up. Like it was hot. It was midsummer. So he's like, I can't work. Like I can't even move. So for like 3 days, he was out of commission, right? We're like, well, okay, well, and then like 3 days later, he comes back to work to pick up, you know, some more flyers. And he's like, he's strapped. He's got like, you know, the sunscreen. He's got like fully clothed.
Long sleeve shirt, pants. He's got like the bucket hat with like the cape in the back.
He was ready. All right, we're like, all right, let's get it, man. Go out there today. And he started flying. He was doing well. He'd fly her. He'd knock it out. He'd check the Garmin watch.
Probably like 6 to 8 hours a day, just like
full time.
Yeah, like crazy amounts.
And we were getting calls. We were getting calls from the flyers. We'd get calls and people would be like, quit leaving flyers on my door. Some people would be like, yeah, I'm interested. So we knew he was doing work, right?
Yeah.
So a week or two goes by. I kind of stopped checking the watch because I trust the guy. That's kind of one of the downfalls, I guess, in running a business, just trusting people and not verifying. That's kind of one thing I've learned too, is don't ever just trust that someone's doing their job. You should check, you know, with KPIs, which, you know, just verify.
Tracking.
So I stopped tracking it and looking at his watch. And I think eventually he was kept wearing the watch. I just didn't check. I was doing other things.
He was wearing it. It was a requirement.
So what ended up happening is we started getting less and less calls, you know? And I was like, this is kind of weird. Like,
you usually even get people texting in or calling in upset, like, quit leaving flyers on my door. But we were getting like nothing.
Right. So
completely stopped.
So I'd ask him, and I don't know why I didn't just check, but I had asked him like, hey man, what's going on? Like, why aren't we're not getting as many calls. Like, are you slowing down a little bit? He's like, nah, dude, I'm doing the same speed. I'm doing it. And I was like, okay. But I got a hunch, you know, like one day. And I was like, Corey, let's go to the area that we assigned him. And let's,
before that, though, I think we checked the watch, right?
Oh, did we check? Okay, yeah, we did check.
Checked, and we had seen, right, like, right. We saw, like, completely straight lines. Because normally, it, like, zigzags into the house,
or to
back
the door,
out.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a straight line down the sidewalk, zigzag into the house, and it goes like that. Well, now we're seeing straight lines.
So I was thinking that maybe someone's wrong with the watch. I was like, I don't want to come at the guy without verifying, right? That's what happened.
Yeah.
It was just straight lines on the sidewalk. So what ended up happening was said, let's go check on this guy. So we went to the area. We actually have a video that we'll include in the link. We actually found him just walking on the sidewalk for hours. We didn't follow him for hours, but we knew he would literally just go out there for like 9 o'clock, walk till like 5 o'clock, just on the sidewalk without putting a friggin' flyer on there. And we got a video. We'll put it in the link if you guys want to see. It's pretty funny. You'll see like the tall, lanky kid, you know, with blonde ponytail.
Yeah, I think he must have got yelled at a couple times. I'm guessing.
I don't know what happened. But he was willing to do the walking.
By a dog, or I don't know. He's going to want to keep going up to the door.
He's willing to do the walking, but
not that much more work to go 15 feet up to the door.
He could have left it on the fence or something. But what ended up happening is after that, I was like, he's like, can you pay me? Like, he asked for us to pay him that day. And I said, come to the office. We'll pay you in cash this time because you should just Venmo him, right? So he wouldn't have to come in the office unless he needed like flyers or tape. And so we're like, hey, just come in. We want to kind of chat with you. And you know when you can feel energy, right? Like, he felt something was going on. I knew something, like I felt that vibe, and he was kind of hesitant to come in, but he's like,
he knew he was going to get roasted.
So he came into the office. Hey, I'm a nice guy. So, hey, Rob, come in here. And he came in, and I said, hey, man, I'm really kind of confused. You know, we haven't been getting any calls. Like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know, man. I've been flying, doing my job. And I said, that's kind of weird because,
Kelly started. I was like, Nate was talking to him, and I was watching. Rob was getting a little nervous.
And by the way, I don't like confrontation, but I'm not afraid of it. So I kind of like look forward to situations where I can call someone out. I don't know why. I just enjoy it. So I said, hey, Rob, we drove by your area. We didn't see any flyers on the door. What happened? Yeah, trying to give him a way to just admit that he's lying. I wanted to confess. I don't want to just say, hey, you're a liar. I want him to say, hey, guys, I'm sorry.
Confess his sins.
Yeah, like just, hey, guys, or whatever happened. So basically I was like, listen, we drove by the area. The flyers were on the door. What happened? He's like, they must have blown off. He said they must have blown off the doors.
All of them?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't know. I said, okay, Rob, we drove by. We followed you. We saw you just walking in a straight line. We know you're not doing it. And then he broke down. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. I haven't been doing it. I'm like, how long have you not been doing it? He's like, probably a couple week or two or whatever. It's been a while.
You've been throwing the flyers away.
Yeah, I'm like, well, can we get the flyers? And he's like, I threw them away. And I'm like, come on, man.
Don't throw them away.
And I didn't even have to fire him, bro. He just knew it was over. I was just like, this isn't going to work out. Might have fired him. I don't remember. But
we told him we're not going to pay you for what we owed you.
I mean,
we didn't owe him anything because he didn't do the job.
Yeah, we should have said, hey, you're going to send him a Venmo request or something.
Said, hey, why don't you pay us back?
But anyway, so that happened with the flyering. And honestly, flyering worked good. We actually ended up getting another deal from Flyers, but it was from, we had continued with other people and decided to pay them more. It was like 12 cents or 20 cents of a drop at this time. But yeah, so Rob was a funny experience. Again, guys, if you're going to run a business, verify. You can't just trust people. So that happened. And then we ended up upping up how much we were willing to pay people. And we ended up getting a good, I think it was like an $18,000 deal from Flyers.
17.5.
This deal was funny because
it was in Midvale.